Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 CHED.
In on the breakaway, McDavid scores!
Honestly, it's just impressive. I don't think my English is good enough to find another word for it right now.
And the century mark has been achieved in Game 53.
It solidifies he's one of the top players to ever play the game.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
McDavid, 500 points!
I'm James Neal. Start on theirs.
They're trading heavy leather here.
Leon Draisaitl from your Edmonton Oilers.
Leon Draisaitl, one-timer from an impossible angle!
Fun years are still ahead here in Edmonton.
This is Mike Smith,
Jared Kira.
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins from your Edmonton Oilers.
Yes, the Puljujärvi back bar and in. Save made by Smith.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Service for all brands of print equipment in your office.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca.
The Edmonton Oilers clinched the playoff spot.
Now, Bob Stauffer on the official station of your Edmonton Oilers, 630 CHED.
The way it is probably the most popular track from that album back in the day, which of course was The Way It Is, but that is Mandolin Rain. Love that song. Welcome, everybody. Hope you're having a solid Tuesday. We're going to get after it. The Montreal Canadiens, King of the North, who would have thunk it? Well, you know what? Back at the way back when, in, say, late January, when the Canadiens roared into Edmonton and took care of business against the Oilers and started the year as 4-0-2, I don't think anybody would have foreseen a scenario where Claude Julien and Kurt Muller would be out as the coaching tandem and Dominic Ducharme would take over. But I will say this, there are more than a couple people that I talked to behind the scenes in the game that predicted that Montreal, come playoff time, would be the best. Now, this was back in January, that the Canadiens would be the best team in the Canadian division when the dust had settled. And the dust has settled. It ended quickly last night for the Winnipeg Jets. And end result, Montreal now awaits. They await the winner of the Vegas Colorado series, which will be no small task. We got a big show for you today, brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. It is a Tuesday. Mark Spector will be joining us, Sportsnet Spec, for the horses in Horse Racing Alberta. Live racing is back at Century Mile Friday and Sunday evening. We're just waiting clarification on fan access, but you can watch and wager online at HBIBet.com post time 6:15. So Speck will join us today from 12:30 to 1:30 as he does every Tuesday on Oilers Now for HRA Horse Racing Alberta. And at 1:35 today to give us a bit of perspective on the Columbus Blue Jackets. What's going on there? What's going to happen? It's going to be, I think, a fairly maybe it already has been a significant offseason with the return of John Davidson after he's fired as president of the Rangers, returning to Columbus as president of the Blue Jackets, an extension for Jarmo Kaikkonen, and dare I say the Blue Jackets might be headed down the path of a rebuild. Seth Jones, and I'll tell you right now, I 100% believe that Seth Jones' ultimate play is to play in an American market. Keep that in mind for those of you that maybe have dreams of seeing Seth play here in Edmonton. But Seth Jones is definitely going to be in play, and I think that the Blue Jackets are going to be active, really active. I think they're going to move a goaltender. They could be in on a guy like Sam Reinhart. Time will tell. We'll get to some thoughts from Jody Shelley, Columbus Blue Jackets analyst, who spent some time growing up in these parts and does some work also on the NHL Network as well. All right, you can reach us at any time on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline at 780-496-0063. The patio is open daily to all ages at the River Cree from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. They've got the biggest screen in the city. You can enjoy daily drink specials and upscale casual menu as well. The River Cree Resort and Casino, excitement, bet on it, and slotted to open on the 10th of June, as Alberta would, in theory, be on the precipice of going into stage two at that time. Just to provide some updated numbers, COVID-19 vaccination totals, I like to do this once a week on the show. Now, Israel is at 63.12% of their population has had one dose. Canada just behind them. Canada, as of yesterday, at this morning, at 62.28% of Canadians have had one dose. The United States, by the way, at 51.22%. However, 42% of Americans have been fully vaccinated. 59% of those in Israel fully vaccinated. Canada, 8%. Of course, this is all courtesy of World and Data, as well as the Government of Canada website. 26.5 million Canadians have been received a shot at the stage. And I mention that because I think the population is roughly 37.5-38 million at this time. As for Alberta, stage two, we needed to be in a scenario where the province had more than 60% of the 12-plus population with a single dose. Alberta is currently at 66.7, so significantly above that. Just about 3.1 million, 3.084 million Albertans have received a shot. 14.3% of the province is now fully vaccinated. The other caveat for stage two is we have to have under 500 people in the hospital. We're at 351 with 94 in ICU. Edmonton, by the way, down to 1,273 active cases and 37 people in ICU. Just some numbers. You can draw whatever political context and parallels you want out of that. Those are the real numbers available from Government of Alberta website, Province of Alberta website, and again, worldanddata.org website. It's interesting times, to say the least. We're going to see things open up. There's no question, and I know there's a lot of you that have been devastated economically, especially a lot of people out there in smaller industry and smaller small business, shall we say, not small industry. Every industry is relevant and important. I know the restaurant industry, which I spent a long time working with while I was in school back in the day, has had significant challenges, and I'm really looking forward to people being able to dine in as of Thursday, June the 10th. And that's, again, patios are open, but the weather's not necessarily working to our advantage as well. What does this all have to do with hockey, Stauffer? Well, I would suggest that we are headed down an inevitable path here. The province put out some guidelines, and one of the guidelines was once 70% of Alberta was 2-plus weeks with a single dose, at that stage we'd be in a scenario where we could really open up. And again, we're at 66.7% on a single dose right now. We'd be able to be good to go here. and change how things have been done. And that is going to affect the business of hockey in September and October next year. Full bore ahead. Let's get after it. No question. I'll try not to bore you with the details on the show other than to tell you it's my expectation that fans will be back in the seats barring a calamity of some sort of unforeseeable scenario in the fall. In fact, let's move ahead of that. The Edmonton Elks could be looking at an August 5th kickoff. I know Morley Scott and Dave Campbell and Blake Termont and the gang want to get back out of there. And I think we're going to have the opportunity to have, full fans available for those games as well, which is a super thing. So some people say I'm being too Pollyanna on this topic. Others out there maybe seem to enjoy the doom and gloom around what's transpiring. Maybe there might even be a few, not a lot. I think the majority of the people want to really get back to normalcy here. But let's see where it goes. Right now it's heading in the right direction with decreasing positivity rates and percentages. We had literally 6,000 positive cases in Edmonton. Well, let's tell you when we did have. Okay, so today is June the 7th, and on May 7th, Edmonton had 5,969 positive cases. And as of June 7th, which was yesterday, 1,273. So today's June the 8th. So there's an example of how far we've basically, that's what, 20% of the positive case rate that we had from a month ago. Vaccination helps. Keep her going. Today's top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Get your AC today with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. And by the way, you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Update those old floors with one color engineered hardwood for only $2.99 a square foot. Head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. Our top story. Well, it's funny. We talk about officials. I mean, even Jeff Jackson chimed in on a Greg Wyshynski tweet about Greg was saying that there was a rather odious set of calls emanating out of the Boston game last night. And you know who else felt that way? It was Boston Bruins head coach Bruce Cassidy, who let it have it and talked about the angelic New York Islanders. Well, let's go to our Oilers Now audio vault for direct work, where here's Bruce Cassidy commenting on the officiating postgame last night as the Islanders took a 3-2 series lead over the Boston Bruins.
Okay, so this is my take on it. We're playing a team that has, very respected management, coaching staff. They won a Stanley Cup. But I think they sell a narrative over there that it's more like the New York Saints, not the New York Islanders. They play hard and they play the right way. But I feel we're the same way. And the calls, the exact calls that are getting called on us do not get called on them. So I don't know why. These are very good officials. They're at this point in the season for a reason. You've got continuous high sticks every game, the exact same high sticks. Bergie or Nelson behind the net, the one that comes up on Smith. Marshy got called for that in game one. I could go on and on. Wagner the other day in front of the net. Maybe we need to sell them more flop, but that's not us. You just hope they'd see them. I mean, the same calls go against us. So it's not like I'm sitting there going, well, every call against us sucks. It's not true. It's just the end of the day, the similar plays, they need to be penalized on those plays. But like I said, I think they've done a great job selling that narrative that, they're clean. They play hard. Hard brand of hockey, love the way they play, but they commit as many fractions as we do, trust me. So it's just a matter of calling them. So, that's the part that I guess gets frustrating, but you play through it. It's like the Bergeron today. He's throwing out the first 2, 3, 4 faceoffs he takes because someone mentioned, have a little respect for Patrice Bergeron. He's up for the Selkie. He's been a warrior in this league, a face of the franchise, does everything right for hockey, sells the game. And that's the way you treat him. I mean, come on, because someone speaks out and says something like he, all of a sudden. So they just need to be better than that. Just, just call the game what you see. Quit listening to these outside influences and get it done right. Because I don't think they were great tonight. I'm not going to lie to you, but they have been and they're good officials. I know those two guys. They're good guys, good officials. And I don't know tonight. I just thought they were off. But he could say the same about us. But at the end of the day, that's what I thought, Jimmy. And let's just play hockey and call the infractions that happen and we'll see where it goes.
That is Boston Bruins head coach Bruce Cassidy commenting on the officiating last night. I got to tell you, I watched that game. I got no dog in the fight other than the fact that if the Islanders win the series, the Oilers go one pick higher than if Boston wins the series. Edmonton picks 18th if the Islanders win the series. Edmonton picks 19th if Boston wins the series. I got to kind of, I got to tell you, I'm surprised he said it. I don't disagree with what he said. Half the time I'm watching games, I'm like, what gives? And the Islanders, third least penalized team in the NHL, they got some guys that, you know, Cal Clutterbuck, Cizikas is a hard player, plays with a little bit of an edge. Their defense, they don't have a lot of guys that are agitating, guys that try to get under your skin. And when it comes to Boston, they do have a couple guys like that. I mean, Brad Marchand brings a certain amount, a certain element, a certain awareness to every game. Great player, by the way. But on this one, I would say to the general person, I'd like to get your thoughts on this. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Did it come across as a bit of a desperate move by Cassidy? Or, you know, and most of you are looking at this neutrally. I mean, Boston's got a good organization. Or does it send the message back across? Because in a way, what he's saying is, you know, you got a Stanley Cup winning head coach in Barry Trotz, who's obviously a pretty good coach. I mean, he can get his team to buy all in, and they play it, and they've got good depth in that team. Remember, they're doing this without Anders Lee. Like, they got a very competitive team. And they've got Lou as a general manager who has influence. Now, the Oilers have a GM of influence, too, in Ken Holland. And Dave Tippett has been at this a long time as well. The Oilers, I don't think, we didn't really see Dave Tippett go down that path. It wasn't until after Edmonton was eliminated by Winnipeg that people brought, I didn't even know that Connor McDavid hadn't drawn a call in two straight playoff series, which is just a joke. I don't know. It's the timing when you're down 3-2, losing that scenario, to me, that was a pretty interesting one. But nonetheless, something that gives you an opportunity to comment on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Paul mentions to me, by the way, Bob, when you talked about industries that are hurt, no one's been hit harder than travel and tourism, and it just might be one of the last ones to recover as well. That is fair. And speaking of that, I will tell you that our friends at New West Travel are tentatively putting something together for September just before the start of Oilers training camp, and we might have some more information on that. Dennis and Jason Laliberti here shortly. Chance for you to maybe get a quick short getaway for a couple days. I think, what do you think, Brendan? Brendan Escott's back at the 630 Chad Studios. You're a Kamloops kid, Brendan. Do you think that people, once we get at that 70% threshold for single shots, do you think we're going to see a scenario where people get really active sort of by July as things open up a bit, or do you think there's still going to be a fair amount of clamping down? Because I think people are going to go and spend a bit here. You tell me what you think, Brendan.
I'll put on my tourism conductor's hat here for a second.
There you go. Well, that's what you do on the show every day.
Honestly, we've been cooped up for a long time, Bob, and I think that with the amount of outdoor activities going to be available to us at that point, you know, people are chomping at the bit. So it'll be a nice segue from that into the fall time when I agree with you that we should see indoor arenas filled up and ready to go for season beginning of next year as well.
Did you watch any of the Boston game last night? Boston Islanders?
Yeah, regrettably, I did not. I didn't see it.
Well, the fans were just stoked right from the anthem. And you know what? The Montreal fans that's an awesome building in Montreal. They made a lot of noise, too. Tyler Toffoli, and Spec's going to talk about this, too. Toffoli became a UFA in the worst possible time, took a four-year deal with the Canadiens, $4.25 million, went out and scored 28 goals in the regular season, four times $4.25 million. It's a great deal for Montreal. Great team-friendly contract. On a pending UFA, one of the four UFA forwards out there that got a deal of longer than 3 years, north of $4 million. Dadonov got 3 years times $5 million with Ottawa. Alex Iafallo just before, when was it? Just before the, I guess during the course of this regular season, he was going to be a UFA starting next year, got a four-year deal at $4 million. Toffoli four times $4.25 million, joining a new organization like Dadonov, and then Gallagher staying with the Canadiens, but going into UFA status and signed 6 years at $6.5 million. Interesting times because the Oilers have a forward by the name of Ryan Nugent.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Jim Hopkins. It is 12:24 at Edmonton. We'll come back in 2 minutes, and we'll get to NHL today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing.
Hi, this is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Thanks, Connor. It's 12:27 in Edmonton. Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you in Oilers Now. Mike has texted us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. I'm happy, says Mike, when other teams' coaches or managers complain about officiating. It puts light on the issue. And hopefully the league does something about it that will benefit the Oilers and Connor McDavid. And I just wonder whether or not at some stage it's McDavid that maybe takes a bit of a page out of the Mario Lemieux school. What was the term? Garage league back in the day? Shorty has texted the show to say, Bob, I thought Bruce Cassidy's comments were respectful. No idea why he and the Bruins were fined. Maybe the league needs to move into the 21st century. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Keep it coming. Lots of different perspectives also in Ryan Nugent Hopkins, and we're going to go down that path a little bit later on with Mark Spector on today's show, but at this time, as promised, we're going to go to NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing. Company branded apparel, products, and awards, all created in-house. Shop local at elitepromomarketing.com. Here's Brendan Escott.
Montreal is the first team into the league semifinals, completing the sweep of Winnipeg with an overtime goal last night at home. So they await the winner of Colorado-Vegas. That series tied 2-2 with Game 5 in Denver tonight. Elsewhere, the Tampa Bay Lightning in Carolina looking to finish off the Hurricanes, currently up 3-1 in that series. An independent arbitrator did uphold Nazem Kadri's 8-game suspension for that illegal check to the head of Justin Falk in round one. He has missed 6 of those 8 games so far, so he'll be back for game 6 of this series. Bruins head coach Bruce Cassidy, a sharp criticism of the officials we've been discussing, earned him a $25,000 fine. Nick Ritchie, $5,000 lighter in the pocketbook after elbowing Scott Mayfield last night. Matt Dumba, Patrick Marleau, and Flyers forward Oscar Lindblom are your Bill Masterton Memorial Trophy finalists. This is for the player who best exemplifies qualities of perseverance, sportsmanship, and dedication to hockey. And Edmonton Oil Kings defenseman Ethan Peters, the 2021 WHL Scholastic Player of the Year. He achieved a core average of 95% in his grade 12 classes while posting 5 points, playing in all 23 regular season games. Bobby is the first Oil King to win that award.
12:29 in Edmonton. Also pass along, the Red Deer Rebels make it official. Steve Konowalczyk is their new head coach. He had been a pro scout for the New York Rangers. He coached Ethan Bear when Seattle won the WHL championship in 16, 17, one of those years. Now I have to work backwards. All right, so Brandon won it in 16. I'm going to go with Seattle in 17. I think that was the year they won it. We will head off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell, and when we come back, Sportsnet spec Mark Spector for Horse Racing Alberta.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.